Fine, let's learn. On page Kuf Gimel, in Perek Vav, we were learning the Maral's rejection of Shitas HaRambam. The Maral's rejection of Shitas HaRambam regarding Tamei HaMitzvos, which is all revolving around that Gemara. Two places, Baruchas Megillah, the Gemara of Arimal Kan Tzipi Agira Hamecha, where a person says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Rachmanis reaches even the nest, even the mother and the birds in the nest, the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. So on page Kuf Gimel, the Rambam's interpretation of that is extremely humanitarian. It's humanitarian, and it's also one that is extremely rational. It makes a lot of sense. The Rambam's pshat is, as we learn, is that Kodem Kol, the Rambam said that most people are not going to bother already if they have to be, if it's a whole Indian to be, to send away the mother bird in order to take v'sabonin tikachlach. So most times, the Rambam said, that since anyway it's not going to be Roy Lachila, what you take at that point is so little, it's not anyway going to be Roy Lachila. So in doing this, the Rambam says in the Maira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows such pity, such compassion, even on behemoths and on ifis, even on these creatures. So then Kol Shekein, the Rambam says, then how much more so that the Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis, that he cares for human beings. What about that it says in the Gemara? What about the opinion that's brought down in the Gemara? Ha'imal Kan Tzipur. It says in the Gemara. You know, what kind of things I have to say? Look, the Rosh Hashanah such Rachman is. That's exactly what the Gemara says you shouldn't say. And the Rambam learns that's the pshat in Shiloh HaKan. That's the tam. But the Gemara says Ha'imal Kan Tzipur. You can't say such a thing. So the Rambam knew that Gemara, right? So the Rambam said. Love Davka. That's basically what he says, Love Davka. It's not the only opinion in the Gemara. The other day there's the Matal Kinnab Maisa Bereshis. It's not the only opinion in the Gemara. We learned the Maral's interpretation of the union of kin of causing jealousy in creation. So the Rambam says that this view of Ha'omer Al Kansipi Agir Rachamech, that you can't say that Hashem has, look, he has such rachmanis even on a bird's nest, on the little birds, on the mother. This opinion, the Rambam says, according to those, it's from those, from that school, that holds that there's ein tam l'Torah, that we can't understand the reasons for the mitzvahs. But the Rambam doesn't subscribe to that, and he says that this is the tam, this is the reason. It's rachmanis that the Baruch Shalom has on every creature. And the Maral went to town, right? The Maral can't believe that the Rambam so easily discarded a Beferish Mishnah, and it seems that it's not only that, not only here, but it's also in Megillah, and we don't find that there's any machlokas regarding this. So just from the rules and regulations of how one learns Gemara, the Maral is shocked about this conclusion of the Rambam, and to say that the Rambam would say that this is something, especially the last thing we were learning, especially since it really is nogeya to a yisod, to a very fundamental principle in our whole emunah, how the Rambam could just do away with that chazal. Now today we're going to learn the Ramban and the Maral. The Ramban is certainly closer to what the Maral is saying. And in general, the Maral has tremendous derech eretz. As I told you last time, the Maral has tremendous derech eretz. The Ramban, he was a mekubel, and the Maral has tremendous, tremendous derech eretz. And you'll see the way that he treats the Ramban is with infinitely more caution than he does the Rambam. It's very interesting. In general, he does that. Of course, he had great derech eretz to the Rambam. There's no question. But with the Ramban, there is awe, very great awe. Nevertheless, he finds that there's a subtle difficulty in the Ramban. And we're going to learn now what's the Ramban's shita in Tamei HaMitzvos in this whole subject of the rationale of mitzvahs, and what problem does the Maral have with it, because it really sounds terrific. And it's the usual one that you'll hear, you know, in growing up in yeshivas and, you know, whatever, golfing, bowling, wherever you talk about these things, It's the usual way that we think of this. But the morale is not satisfied. He makes an adjustment that's important. So this is what we have to learn. Okay, so on page the end of the last line in page Kuf Gimel, Ramban Zal, where Parshas Seitzei. So it's a little bit difficult to understand his Hasaga. What problem does he have with the Ramban? But it will become clear. See, so the Ramban says over there, Kiseitzei, so Harach Moi Binyan Zeh, page Kuf Dalet, he wrote Barichas about this subject. Vormak Itam Shiloh HaKan Shiloh Nisachzer. So the Ramban, in a clear departure from the Rambam learns that sending away the mother bird reveals the Baruch Shalom's Rachmanis. That's the reason. But the Ramban says that's not the point. The Ramban says that the tam of Shiluach HaKan is Shalonis Achzer, is to change us, is to cause us to be kinder, to be gentler people. That's what we always learned, right? I mean, that's the way that generally that we were taught, and that's the way we grew up learning. And the explanation of the Ramban for not shechting on the same day the mother and the calf. So the Ramban also is shaloinis achzer, to prevent us from becoming cruel. It's a davyadua that when human beings engage in acts of cruelty, even though they're for the best reasons and the motivation is nothing but the purest motivation. Studies have been made what happens to people during war, what happens to people who are in professions or engaged in activities where there's the use of violence. It's not so possible to remain the same person. When that's why I mentioned last time that the Torah is a special bracha. The Jews who are fighting in the war, that the Baruch Shalom, as the Rechaim HaKadosh explains, that the Baruch Shalom will renew within you your compassion. Now, we're talking about Jews who are fighting the Melchemes Mitzvah. Jews are going to fight Hashem's wars. The most legitimate war, a war every single second is a mitzvah. And still, the act of killing desensitizes a person over time. Therefore, the Torah gives a bracha of an osel harachamim. The Racham Kodesh learns that that's the pshat, that following the Melchama, the Baruch Shalom gives a special bracha to restore that equilibrium, that compassion that is damaged when the person, even for the best of reasons, has to carry out acts that are in of themselves cruel. So the Ramban learns that these mitzvahs are designed to maintain that compassion and to strengthen that sense, that awareness within us. Look at footnote 43. The opinion of the Ramban. These are big yesidus in the whole Torah, what we're learning now. Why we do mitzvahs. After we learn this parag, I think we need to spend maybe one time at least on the Alder Chachsidus, a little bit to tie in the Maharal. Normally I'm trying not to bring in so much from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, just to hear what the Maharal is telling us, not to come to what Weinberger has to say, but what the Maharal has to say, even though it's hard for me to hold those things back, but I'm trying to just learn the Maharal. But here, in order to understand the Maharal, Bishleimus, without tapping into the Balatanya, it's come out impossible, because the Balatanya, he was a descendant of the Maharal. The Baal Tanya's Hezber in the whole Chassidish Mahalach in mitzvahs, in Kiyum HaMitzvahs, is the whole Mahalach is coming from the Maharal. Even though it doesn't say the Maharal's name, it's all the Maharal. All the Maharal was poured into Chassidus. So maybe at the end we'll learn a little bit. And then this Mahalach of the Maharal, al derech Chassidus. So here he says, Perish Das Ramban Hu Isha Tachlis Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, that the Tachlis of Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan Hila Ta'elis HaAdam. The Ramban learns that the purpose of this mitzvah of sending away the mother bird is to benefit man. L'tzarev L'zakichai Shiyeh K'kesef Tzarev, to refine him, to purify him, that he should be like silver that's been refined, that's been purified. V'loy l'ta'elos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not for Hashem's benefit or to show us Amishum Rachmanus alive, or to show us how kind Hashem is and how nice Hashem is, that He has Rachmanus even on birds. Uchilashaynai, Ein hat to'elas b'mitzvus la'kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmi yisala. Certainly the Ramban says that the advantage, the benefit of mitzvahs have nothing to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avala ta'elas ba'odam atzmai. The purpose of the mitzvahs are to inspire and to improve our lives. La ta'elas ba'odam atzmai l'mnoi yimena nezek, to keep us from hurting others and damaging others, emunera, or the mitzvahs in general, he says. The mitzvahs are there to prevent us from falling into beliefs that are not acceptable. Amida maguna, our characteristic traits, and so on. Lezakek is not shesena. This is the Ramban Shita in general. That the purpose of mitzvahs is for men to make a person into a greater Jew. Im kein, kulam telaseinu bilvad. The Rabban explains, so what does it mean? That person, what the Gemara says, Al Kansipa Yagira Chamecha, we tell this person, be silent. The one who says that may Hashem's compassion reach even the nest, even the bird's nest, we tell him to be silent. Why? Because he is taking Hashem's ways in this world, that are gzeiris, that are decrees, and he is giving the impression that it's all just Rachmanis. Now what does that mean? Loimer shaloi chas hakel al kan sipa. Lehigi rachma v'al oisef es benoi. This is the Ramban's contention. The problem with that Jew in the Gemara who says al kan sipa yagi rachamecha, it's because it's implying that the reason for the mitzvah is to reveal that the Baruch Shalom is kind even to these birds, even to these animals. Look how kind Hashem is, that His kindness reaches even these little creatures, these birds. So that person has to be silenced. Ramban says, the Rachmanis of Hashem hasn't made us into vegetarians, the Marshal. We have such Rachmanis, there's plenty of it to eat. I mean, you wouldn't know the way the Jews react after Pesach or after the 9 days that they hadn't had meat for a couple of days, but there's plenty of it to eat. So the Baruch Shalom didn't have to allow us to shecht animals simply to satisfy some sort of a taiva that we have. And yet the Baruch Shalom has. So how come the Rachmanis of Hashem hasn't reached that chicken, Nilmot and Chapanash, didn't make it there, right? The Rachmanis of the Baruch Shalom. Avotam haminil olamed esonu midas Rachmanis v'shalinis achzer. It's that men exercise restraint and compassion. So by a person sending away the mother bird and not shechting the mother and the child and the calf the same day, these are exercises. We understand, like the Chinuch says so many times, that a person's midas is the very essence of his personality is affected by what he does. A person's actions have a tremendous impact upon who he is. So the Ramban says that the Baruch Shalom provided us in the Torah with many, many actions that are there to strengthen our proper emunas, to have proper beliefs, to strengthen our midas, and to prevent people from hurting each other. The Lamoli Meroshal Malchus, Ishus Rei Chaim below, people would destroy each other if not for the mitzvah satar. So he says, this is to teach us Midas Rachmanis, that we should be compassionate, Vishlonis Ach, that we shouldn't become cruel. Ki Achzari is Tespashit Benefesh Adam. He says the cruelty, Achzari has the ability to take hold of a person completely, to spread very quickly. Cruelty spreads very quickly. Vine. The Ramban says these mitzvahs that we have regarding animals and birds and so on, it's not because the Rebbeinu Shalom has rachmanis on them. We're allowed to shecht, we're allowed to eat and so on. Ela gzeiris banu, they're gzeiris. But look at this, how he learns pshat in gzeiris. And here the morale doesn't accept this. He says these are decrees But the decrees are for us. L'hadricheinu ul'lamed oisanu hamidus ha'toyfus. To guide us and to teach us proper, correct opinions and midas.
Rabbi, the Rachmanis is really, because Baruch wants us to be merciful on other people, and therefore he wants us not to be cruel to animals so that it doesn't spread to our midos and therefore not to other people.
Okay.
I'm saying, because I'm missing it, because I would say that HaKadosh, he's not to...
It's a little bit with the emphasis, a little bit, maybe would have just emphasized a little bit differently, but it's true. In other words, here also the mitzvah is seen as a means to an end, correct? Every mitzvah is a means to an end, even if we don't understand the tam. Even if we don't, the Ramban was certainly aware that there are mitzvahs, but we don't know the reason for those mitzvahs. No, we're learning Pasha Shemini is. Right? Pasha Shemini. So we understand. Macholas Asurus. We don't always know. So even for those things where there's no time, nevertheless, and this is something that Rabbi Shabbos Mefal Hirsch picked up on this. Right? This is the banner under which that great tzaddik from Germany, Rabbi Shabbos Mefal Hirsch, this is what he stood for his entire life. And the Chazdei Hashem, he saved many, many Yidden who needed that kind of an approach. And there's a Hashgacha Pratis that at that time in Germany, Jews who were being drawn away from Torah mitzvahs, that's what they needed. The Shaila is it the Pnimius HaTorah? We'll see. But what you said is correct, that by exercising compassion, and Ad Kedei Kach, that the Baruch Shalom has taught us through his mitzvahs, to be concerned with the pain of creatures that we normally don't think about and care about. Well, the mitzvah of Tzar Bal Chaim, the whole the issue of Tzar Bal Chaim pre-kenteina, the mitzvahs that have to do with behemoths, have to take care of an animal. The animal's being is being crushed under its burden. As of Tazavimai, which according to most Rishonim is the source of the Isur of Tzar Bal Chaim. These halachas, right? Not to close up the mouth of the animal while it's in the field, where it's in the grazing field. So, if a person exercises restraint and compassion, even with these creatures, so then it prevents that natural bahamiyus, that animalistic streak within us, from spreading, which would affect our emunah, it would affect our midas, and it would also literally endanger the human species. Because human beings, when that cruel streak is unleashed, I think we know that the kind of damage that could take place, right? And you remember back in the early 60s or late 50s, there was a test there was a study that was made. There was somebody that thought that he was controlling certain levels of shock to the person in the next room without that person knowing about it, and he was told to be careful and the results of the test indicated that there is a certain bizarre tendency that human beings have to take some sort of a strange pleasure in an innocent person suffering, which is a pile. So there is this kayach, and the mitzvahs are geared towards preventing the spread of that streak, and for encouraging the development of emunas and midas and hanhagas and actions that are productive and that are holy. This is the Shittas Ramban. This is the Ramban of B'chol HaTorah Kula.
In terms of the proof that the Ramban brings from shechting the animals and eating the animals, once the Ramban acknowledges that it's an issue of Rachmanus, so it's as much of a kasha on him as it would be.
It's one of the problems the moral has. I mean, where does it stop? Where does it stop? So you say that there's so many halachas and halachas shechita, and it's only something that there are yechidim who are mumchim, right, who can be Isaac, and be getting into b'daychet diketayrus then. You're right. It's one of the problems the Maral has. So why aren't we vegetarians talking? If like Chazal say, that someone who's born under Madim, right, if you're born under that constellation, like David Melech was born, right, with that violent streak, so Chazal say, comes on a Sheikh or a Mile. So wouldn't it be better? So that's a whole different mahalach. In other words, giving the person an outlet for that natural tendency, as opposed to redirecting it into something which is holy. So it's a good question. That's one of the problems. But that's how they learn the Ramban.
But yeah, within the Ramban, if the Ramban used it as a counter against
the Shitas of Rambam. Right. So you could ask on the Ramban also. Right. So the Svarm tried to defend the Ramban by this explanation that the Baruch Shlomo Chachmaso designed the outlets.
But it wouldn't be.
If I tell you this either, different, though. Huh?
But it wouldn't be a kashan that would answer for the Rambam also, wouldn't it?
Well, the. You could say, perhaps it would help the Rambam also. In other words, the Rambam's thing is that it shows the Baruch Shlomo's Rachmanis, so why shouldn't that be all-encompassing? As the Baruch Shlomo's Rachmanis should be, if the issue is not the human being controlling himself, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis, so Rachmav HaKol Masa. So why should the Baruch Shlomo, why should there be even one creature that suffers? Why should there be any creature that suffers? You see, the human being is not the human being. The human being had to be created with free choice. And because of that, there's a Nefesh of Bahamas. So once there's a Nefesh of Bahamas, then the Baruch Shalom has to be a psychologist. Right? Once there's a Nefesh of Bahamas, then you need help. So Baruch Shalom, therefore, created us in such a way where b'derech klal, our avoida is to restrain and to exercise also that compassion. B'derech klal. But the Baruch Shalom also, the one who created us understands that we would have to have certain cracks which would permit in a very controlled and defined way, which how the Rambam learns the whole Indian of Korban is, you know, the whole Shittas of Rambam, that instead of eliminating something from the human, from the man who can't live without it, instead the point is how to draw it into something which is Alpi Halacha. That's how they try. That's how they learn the Pshat and the Ramban. But the Rambam, if it's the Baruch Shalom's Rachmanis, Al Kansi Biyagi Rachamecha, so that creates so many theological problems. Al Kansi Biyagi Rachamecha, forget about a mother bird. What about the mother and her daughter, the human being down the block, right? So they're coming from different. They're coming from different places.
You could say if the Ramban, we said 2 weeks ago, I mean, two times ago, I think, this idea that Rachim is not always Rachim and Din is not always Din, so that could be, but right. So that the Ramban could be saying that there are certain times that you have to have Rachmanis on, let's say a Kansipa, but then there's certain times that you can't have Rachmanis with like Shchita. You have to be tempered that there are times that you do kill and there are times that you can't kill.
Right, to create that balance.
Take it a step further. The difference between Rachmanis and not being an Achzer. Not being an Achzer would be defined as we have to eat. So we do Shchita in quote-unquote a humane way. Rachmanis would say that you take a kidney. So that's where you have to...
Good, very good, you're right. Good. Something's bothering you.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking a question that I think Kosh Barker was the one who gave us the mitzvah of Shechita, right? I mean, so you can't ask the question. I think what you're doing is you're creating, there's a difference of creating suffering when someone's alive and killing in a humane way. I mean, you could see a distinction to me that's if the mother bird sees the baby bird being taken away, that's creating suffering for the mother bird.
What about the mother cow, though?
What I'm saying is that obviously a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I mean, no one's inside the cow to see how much it suffers or not, but I mean, it's done in a way where there's absolute minimal suffering. I mean, we have all these halachas, you have to cut both
It won't. It's well taken what you're saying, but it would not stand up to the kind of questions that are going to be you're going to see in a few minutes. Because you don't believe in killing for humane purposes, human beings for humane purposes.
No, I don't.
I had to kill them, I would put in a way with the least suffering.
Okay, so who says you have to kill in this state? Unless we're talking about Gilgulim, so leave the Bahim alone. An after a minute, leave the Bahim alone. No?
But explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu at one point did not allow us the behemoths and why at some point.
Okay, that's. We're not going to go look the whole Torah about what changed from Bereishis to Noach. That's a whole different Torah, and I don't think we don't need that for now.
Right.
But it's just too simple. Okay. It's too simple. Let's go a little bit weiter. The point that you're making is excellent, but there are going to be too many kashas. There are too many holes in it. Let's learn a little bit weiter. Visit back on top after 43. V'zeh daitai b'mitzvus shetziva Hashem isbarach l'ha'om asher bochar. This is the view of the Ramban with the mitzvahs that Hashem has commanded to his nation. L'kvoa behem midas tovus l'hativ lahem. The Maral says this. The Maral is paraphrasing the Ramban. He's saying over the Ramban that the Baruch Shalom wanted to be koveya within us, to fix and establish within us proper midas, so that we become people who are worthy. So the Baruch Shalom could reward us as people who are worthy and good. Certainly it's not to benefit Hashem, the Ramban says. This is the basic yisod of the Ramban's teaching. Even though he says it's not really proper that one should argue with the Ramban, so now you know he's going to give it to him, right? now you know it's coming. Like you see in 45, he brings down the lotion how he refers to the Ramban very often. Harav hagodol Ramban zal hamakubal ha'eloki, hamakubal ha'eloki. Now the moral is not from our times when they use big titles for anybody is agoyin, a tzaddik, a chosid. Rabban shall call b'nei agoyin. You understand? The moral was very careful. See, the Maral says in the Ramban that he's a Makubal Eloki Asher Elov Levad Niglu Talumos Chochma Vesodei Torah, that to him alone were revealed the secrets of Torah. So the Maral proceeds with great respect. So he says, V'imki ain back on top. V'imki ain roy lahosigal harav agodol zal. It's not really so posh to argue with the Ramban because of who he was. Mikol makom tairihi. A little more on a tzrichim, like the Gemara says. Mikol makom, nevertheless, one has to learn. It's the Baruch Shalom's Torah, and we're obligated to try to understand. Ki gam bezeh le'nocha daiti. And also, I'm not satisfied with this either. I'm not happy with this approach either. My mind hasn't been put to rest. That's what it literally means. And my spirit hasn't become quieted within me. Which we learn the Maral explained that, first of all, the Ramban does not address at all the issue of Shloyato Kina B'Maisa Bereishis. What do Chazal mean when they say that there could be that a person who says Al Kan Sipi Yigir Rachmad Rabbanishim is such Rachmanis on birds that could cause jealousy amongst the animals, which we learned the moral has a very profound understanding of that. Doesn't mean that we're not talking here about animal farm, right? Should Siva Shalei Nisachzer Emzayis Vleit Siva Emzayis. What about the issue of causing? You remember the moral says it's not how animals are upset with this one. How come he has a good and I don't have a good? That's not the pshat. The pshat, what the Maral spoke about, we're not going to go over that now, but causing a pirud ben hanimtsoim, that if Hashem is entirely good, the fact that there's a distinction between how this breed is treated, this species, as opposed to the other one, that creates a pirud in that oneness of how the Rebbeinu Shlom's, light penetrates into this world, right? It divides, it splits, it creates some sort of inequity in creation. So, the question would still be, should Sivish Lenisakhzim Zois Vlit Sivim Zois? Okay, so that's the question. So how come he says the question of why is it that I have to be so nice to the bird, but then I can grab this chicken, I could shecht the whole village of chickens. I'm allowed to shecht, but he's not finished. So he says, what about kinnah b'maisa b'reishis? The fact that how come that there are certain things that there we are allowed to act in a way that would appear to be, if not encouraging, but permitting the use of that violent streak, that dangerous violent streak within us, to go in some way to go and to express itself, and how come not with others? Only here, not there, like where Moshe is. Should Sivish l'nesachzim zeis v'litzivim zeis. So you could give an answer. Well, you couldn't really, but you might try to answer that. No, since it's a question of, it's not really that Hashem is acting in different ways towards any beasts, creatures. It's how human beings treat the animals. But that's not an answer. Obviously, that's not an answer, because the Baruch Hu was the one who told us how to treat this animal, how to treat the other animal. So just to say, well, Hashem's not doing it, I'm doing it. In other words, I'm nice to the little bird in the nest, and I'm not so nice to the behemoth, because, you know, for food, for shechting. So to say that this is not creating any sort of a split in how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So that's absurd. Because the fact is that the Baruch Hu is the one that told us, treat the chicken this way, treat the bird that way, treat the behemoth this way. Right? So that wouldn't answer the question in any way. So you still have Kinev Maisa Bereshis. V'chein, he goes weiter. Ba'oisev es benoi. He says, what about this din? The fact that the Torah has told us that you can't shecht on the same day the mother and the calf. So he says, listen, Shagam kein losna Ramban zal hatam kedei legvor bon amidas rachmanis, which the Ramban uses as another prime example of how the Torah wanted us to be compassionate. That's rachmanis, that a human being should have rachmanis. Not like the Ramban, that the Baruch Shalom is rachmanis, it's that the human being should be a bal rachman. Mahu racham. That's how a human being should act also. So, shalinazachzim balichayim, that we shouldn't be cruel to animals. Im kein kashi. So I have a question. The lama asalano b'sher v'seh. So why is it that the Baruch Hu told us that you can't shecht when it comes to behemoths? For instance, the ox, and when it comes to a cow and ox, a cow and the calf, or it comes to a lamb. There the Baruch Hu says there's an isser of what? By behemoths to her, there's an isser of Yisrael Ezbeno, that you can't shecht the mother and the calf the same day. Next page. V'hitalano b'chaya lishchet Yisrael Ezbeno. When it comes to chaya, When it's not a behemoth, it's a chayah, it's a beast, not a domesticated, it's an animal. So why is it that over there we don't have this restriction of Isav Ez Benoi? Why, that's not going to make us in Tachzarium? That's not going to affect our capacity to feel compassion? Vina ein tam ha'ayla b'kol. He says the Ramban's reason just doesn't work out if you go over the whole thing. It's not reaching. It should really affect every single act that we're doing. The Ramban should guide us in all of our actions. The Isser is, the prohibition is, you can't shech the mother and the calf the same day. So now, listen to what you did. So you shechted one. You shechted one of them. You shechted the mother. You shechted the calf 30 seconds before Shkia. Right? The sun is about to set. And you shecht the calf. 30 seconds before sunset. V'echad b'tchilas halayla. And then you wait, let's say, another couple of minutes. Oh, okay. Ben Hashmoshes, Laila. A few minutes, let's say, right? Really could be terrifying. A moment later, right? And it's ready the next day, al pi halacha. And you shecht now the mother. Have you been over any Isser at all? Certainly not. Why? Because the din of Eisev Ez Benoi is only Yayim Echad. It's only on one day. It's only b'yom echad, the same day. Api halacha, you shechted one of them before shkia, and you shechted the other one when it was night. So it's already v'hever b'iker yom sheni. So it's not the yom, it's not the first, it's not one day. You shechted them on two different days, even though it was a moment apart. On the other hand, but listen, that, so that's mutter. That the Rambam passes the halacha is mutter. V'yesh b'zeh, he says, achzorius yoyser, me'echet shachris v'asheni b'mincha. Now, but al-pi halacha, if I shecht an animal first thing in the morning, I shecht the calf first thing in the morning, right? I can't shecht the mother, so I can't shecht the mother when? Before shkia. Okay, but 12 hours later. Yeah? I can't do that. Why? So the Ramban says, because it's going to, because of compassion. So the Ramban says, how do you explain that? How do you explain that? The first ma'aseh, when it's two different days, it's 2 minutes apart. I'm shechting one after the other. For all practical purposes, it could be that until I clean up a little bit, until I make the hachana for the second one, it's immediately. It could be. For all practical purposes. And that's mutter. But the Torah said that I can't shecht the two of them on one day, even though it could be 12 hours apart. Right? It's a good kasha.
I'm not sure it is.
Yeah, no?
The yisod of the mitzvah brings down the midah into the world. It doesn't mean that every case is going to work out that way. It's just not the way.
What's not the why? Shouldn't it?
The way the Ramban is learning that the yisod of the mitzvah brings down this midah into the world. I'll have a case that won't exactly fit the midah.
The mitzvah.
It's not a case. It's the very gather of the mitzvah itself is deficient. There's something wrong with what the Moral's pointing out here, is that using the Ramban's Yisod, it should follow, no, that all the Prote Halachas, all the Dikduke Halachas in Hilchas Shechita, right, which the humanitarians tried to make a case to show all the Dikduke in Hilchas Shechita are to facilitate the most humane way of killing. However, it should be l'chara that all the dikduke halachas would be in sync with men's capacity to be compassionate, and the danger of allowing him to carry out the cruel, what he perceives as something which is cruel.
I just think that looking at it in a very physical way, if you look at it in a more philosophical vein, there's two separate, different periods of time. Shkia separates. This is one day, that's another day. That's a further distance apart than 12 hours in our time.
Because you're already dreaming of the Maral. I see the belly. That's the, you're already pulling the Maral in. You're right. But of course you're right, but that's only if there's, but you're only right if there's some mysterious thing that we haven't, that the Ramban hasn't spoken about, at least not Befeirish.
I think the Ramban is saying that.
The Maral doesn't think so. But that doesn't mean it doesn't mean it's not possible. It doesn't mean it's not possible. But you're right. So we know that what the Maral's going to say is, nafki minit. The Baruch Shalom makes Zeris. Does his does. It's not, the question of how something affects you, like we know that, for instance, B'shas Melchama, so we know that there are, so the fact that there are certain things that are permitted during a war, which otherwise are not permitted, so the question has been asked. So, LaMarshall, here's a question that's been asked. For those who have a naturalistic view of Torah mitzvahs, so you know that according to Halacha, B'shas HaKibush, when Eretz Yisrael was being conquered by the Milchama of the conquest, so you know that we were permitted to eat things that were not kosher, right? Yeah, we were permitted to eat things that were not kosher. So Yidden are eating chazer, and there's a temporary heter to eat those things during the time of the Kibush. So the question is, normally we know where it says in the pasuk v'nit meisambam, right? This is what we're learning now. This is the Haintika Sedra. So Chazal say v'nit meisambam, not that the food that, it's not just that the food that you eat will defile you, the non-kosher food, but what? V'nit tamtambam. It'll cause a timtum. It'll dull the spiritual senses. Right? It'll be metamtum a person. It'll dull a person's spiritual capacity to feel spirituality. So the shaila is, when the Baruch Shalom Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this, that when the Bnei Shalom allowed us to eat chazer, when we were conquering Eretz Yisrael, he allowed us to eat chazer. So usually there's this metaphysical mitzvah that is affected by eating chazer. It causes this timtum hamayach. It causes something inside of us to be damaged. So how could the Bnei Shalom? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Chida also talks about this. So does that? So even though the Bnei Shalom said we're allowed to eat these things, but what about the effect that they would have upon us? What about the outcome of eating chazer, and all that the chazer means, and all that tumah means? So it's mutter. So of course, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Chida, Kedarkam Bekodesh, they explain that lo hanochash meim is ela hachait. It's not that there is something in mitzias in the pig that causes a person to have a dullness of spirit. It's the iser, right? It's that the Baruch Shalom, it's the Dvar Hashem, that the Baruch Shalom said, you can't eat this. And when there's that iser, so then that, and the person violates and transgresses, then it has that effect. But if the Baruch Shalom said that under these conditions, it's permitted, so then the conclusion of these tzaddikim, the conclusion is that if the Baruch Shalom said that there's no iser, so if a person has to, if a person's machal Shabbos to save somebody's life, okay, tchui, litra, whatever, but the person saves someone's life on Shabbos. So here's a ma'aseh from Chilul Shabbos. I mean, in terms of lamates malachis, there was a violation that took place. The rishis d'rabbanan is all over the place. We know, especially al pi d'ari, that Chilul Shabbos, ein l'sharif, ein l'tar, the damage that is caused internally to a Jew each time chalila, that he transgresses, even unintentionally, something in Shabbos. Allah says, kama v'kama, a person is driving around, the whole day he's driving around, guy works in Hatzolah, he's coming, going, here, there. Unless you say that it's not the snake that is killing, but it's the chait. It's when it's a chait, it's when there's a sin, it's when there's a violation and a rebellion against the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Then that Heftze inherently has the ability to have that impact upon a person. Elamosh. In Lakach Tov and in other Svarms, Rav Yosef Engel discusses this, and this is in all the Achvarim talk about this. A Drabbanan. Right? When you have a Drabbanan. So let's say there's something that's awesome Drabbanan to eat. Chicken and milk. Right? Chicken and milk is also midrabbanan. So does that create a change in the cheftza when the chicken is cooked together with the milk? Does that have the impact upon a Jew if it would be meat and milk? Where do Chazal, when the Chachamim decreed that this is something that is forbidden, does it mean that the Chachamim were able to shaft to create, to change something in the cheftza, or is it only in the object, in the actual object, or does it mean no? All the gezeiros and the takanas of the chachamim could only extend to the gavra, to the person telling the person, "Don't do this," but not that if the person does it, he'll be poisoned spiritually, right? So this is a discussion. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings from the Mises, the shaman from Chanukah is a very interesting inyan. But coming back to what we're talking about. The question of Lemaisa, what impact does it have? So what you're saying is correct. If the Baruch Shalom said that Yom Echad is defined by 6 o'clock is one day and 6:10 is the next day, that means it won't do that. It won't make you a person. It won't have the effect of changing your capacity to be a compassionate person, right? Because the Baruch Shalom said it's no longer Sunday, it's Monday. And since it's Monday, so then we're not. Then you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to affect you. But that already is introducing. That's what I said before. It's already introducing another element which the Ramban himself doesn't talk about. That's why I said it might be that you're right. Self, it's a mitzvah to defend the Ramban, right? And it could be that that's what the Ramban is saying. And how do we know to make these distinctions? We don't know. The Baruch Shalom said this is the halacha. Finished. No, isha halacha. That's it. Doesn't work out. it doesn't work out. We'll see with Ben Pekul. We'll see in a moment. It doesn't work out. Yeah.
You might not want me on the side by the end of it, but do you have to really go into that spiritual aspect to defend the Ramban? Can't you say that the same way that two people could do the same mitzvah and one of them can do it in a purer way than another one, then the two situations where you have 10 minutes and 12 hours, that the 10 minutes also gives you a little bit of rahmah, whereas the 12 hours, it's a lot. It's a better exemplar for the principle that the Ramban is bringing for that mitzvah, but they both have the same effect. Why do you have to go to that spiritual level? I can just say it's 10 minutes also gives you a little
bit. How would the Ramban explain that you're allowed to kill these animals 10 minutes apart if it's supposed to make you into a kind, compassionate person?
That if you do it 10 minutes before, it's not going to make you into a very kind and compassionate person. It's not going to have as great of effect as if you have to wait 12 hours and it really makes you think about the...
But why did the Baruch Shalom make a contingent upon day on Sunday or Monday? Why not upon a differential of 12 hours or something? Or 24 hours? That it should be consistent, no? Make it consistent. In other words, if I were trying to make you into the nicest guy, you already are, but let's say it was possible to try even more. So then I would say, let's establish a 24, forget about what's called halachically a day. What do I care what's called halachically a day? The main thing is I don't want to get this guy into that groove. I don't want to get him, I like to see him put his knife down a little bit, right? So I would say, I'll be svara, instead of making it totally dependent upon halachic day, I would say 24 hours. You can't shech the mother and the calf within 24 hours.
So I would say that the effect that the Ramban is saying that the mitzvah has is immediate upon any delay. That the second you have to think about, I can't shech the mother now, that even if you only have to wait 10 minutes, you've already run
the restriction, that sense of boundary,
right,
that sets off. But
that's immediate.
That's a very good point. But I would still say lechatchila would have been better to make it 24 hours apart. No?
Yeah, I don't understand.
You're right. Okay. You're right. I can't argue with that. You're saying a very logical thing, that the fact that there's a boundary, the fact that any human being has to acknowledge that there's a boundary, that in of itself makes a strong impression upon a person. I can't go beyond this place. This is a sign. And therefore it creates within my life certain limitations. I understand. It's all good. But look, Al-Khila, if we're shooting for the stars, then I would say, no. So make it 24 hours and then it'll all be really nice.
It really has to think about it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to make much of a difference. Once he thinks, once he has to think about 2 days, it doesn't matter how much time is in between. It's just the thought of that I can't do it within the same day, even if it's 2 minutes, 10 minutes, or 12 hours.
Right. That's a good. You're saying a good thing.
But a guy who does it, your 10 minutes too, 10 minutes after, doesn't have a thought at all.
No, but they're saying that he would. Because why? Because he has to know. He has to...
In other words... He's doing something that's completely without that thought.
That's the problem.
He's saying, all right, I have no compassion. I'm gonna go through the motions here. I'm going to do 10 minutes before. 5 minutes later, I'll do another one. I have no compassion. It doesn't have that effect. It has the opposite.
So, okay. What they're saying is that I am forced to stop and recognize.
Right, but would the recognition be in a contrary way?
It's all turned around the other way. So Adrabi, he uses this as a way to get around the halacha.
He's not getting around the halacha, he's in compliance with the halacha, he's getting around the
consequence of what the halacha is supposed to have in his life. So he's just shechting one after the other.
But that would come from the thought process that you're having actual compassion for the animals. I don't think that's what it's coming to tell us, that you're supposed to have compassion for the animals. You're
supposed to become compassionate.
But Elliot's saying the other thing. He's saying if you have to find the hamsar, that you have to shech two cows, so you do it right by shkir. So here you're enough.
But there's no power. But what compassion is there on the animal when you kill it?
He doesn't care about the animal.
There's an element of compassion here. You're killing the cow.
Wait, let me just to make sure I understand that the issue is you can't shech the cow and its kid in the same day.
You can get a shechter.
Why is that azarius for the mother cow?
Okay, beside that. So that there is I don't know if I want to go into that. That's because that's a whole different. You look in the Mefarshim, you'll see. But I don't want to go into that. We're assuming that right now. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back. Yeah.
Question: when Elliot said that was, yeah. Is the Ramban saying that the reason for the mitzvot has an effect on you? Even if you don't want, like, even if it's opposite your intent, like,
it's an empirical fact that if you obey the halacha in accordance to the rulings of Shulchan Aruch, that you will become a better person.
Right.
In other words, even though it might not look like I should become better because of this, like this business of 10 minutes as opposed to 12 hours, but there is this reality that Hashem has created. And this is what Rebelli was saying. There is a mitzvah that Hashem has created that if you stick within these guidelines, which halacha has determined, you'll be a better guy. You have your amunah will be strengthened, your midas will be better, your amunah, your midas, and what else did he say before? Amunah, the midas, and the and what was the other thing? No, and the nezik, yeah, that you're going to be more careful in terms of how you whether you damage or you don't damage, right? So you could say according to the Ramban that's not a question of how you and I judge it. What are we? We're gonna figure this out. The Baruch Shalom has set these standards, and he's told us, don't ask me kashas. Just follow these rules. If you follow these rules, you'll find yourself affected and improved in these three areas of what you believe in, how strong your faith is, of what kind of midas you have, and how careful you are to be a person that's productive and not someone who's, you know, destructive. Okay?
That's automatic.
That it happens, but then you see, that's what I was saying before. It only if you introduce the fact that there's, and this is what we're going to talk more al derech achsidus, only if you introduce the fact that there's something mysterious here, that's what's changed. Therefore, it's not the mitzvah that's making you into a compassionate person. But why bother talking about mitzvahs at all? There's one thing that's making you compassionate, and that's being meshubah to the Creator of the universe. That's obeying God's will. But that's the morale's point. We're getting there on our own. We're getting to the morale. In other words, if you're going to say you're right, everybody, is right. So if it's not the detail of the mitzvah that's changing me, because I could punch all these holes in the Ramban. So if it's not the detail of the mitzvah, why? Because I could show, come on, Ramban, what are you telling me? So Isav is a Beno. That's going to make me more compassionate. So I could show you that there's a way that you could do it that's not compassionate at all. Shechita Mali, Shechita Mena Tzavra, Shechita Mena Ayref, and I could check them here. So if it's not, if you could punch these holes, And you can demonstrate that what? That it's not, that there are plenty of details in halacha that reveal that as far as we're concerned, it seems to us not to be compassionate. It's not a compassionate type of behavior that Hashem allows according to the details of halacha, which the Maharal's pointing out, doesn't seem to be so compassionate. So then you have to come to the conclusion that, so therefore it must be, and this is why I was talking about the power of Chazal, therefore it must be that it's not because of that mitzvah that I'm going to become more compassionate, because I could show from the mitzvah that there are plenty of things there that are not compassionate in the mitzvah, that are not caring and sweet and loving. So therefore what's making me compassionate? That I serve the master of the universe, yeah? That's what makes me, ultimately, that's what's going to make me into a better person, that I serve God. That's what makes me into a better person. So then you start turning it all around, right? And say, so if that's the case, that the point is being an Eved Hashem, then what's the whole business of Tamei HaMitzvahs? Then what am I making all this chesbonos? This makes me nice, this is not so nice. But what makes you into a better person, this is the moral. It's not this that it's a nice mitzvah, it's a shenazach. It is not so nice, so stay away from it. That's not the point. But the morale talks about gezeiros, that the gezeiros and din He's masking that, that the mitzvahs make us better people. I think the moral doesn't believe in that. The moral doesn't know what it means. If the lonam atom knows on teres amos that a yid is someone has mitzvahs and meimele is a different person, the moral knows that. But the moral, what the moral was upset about was this very fact that of the chachamim and the tzaddikim who are taking each mitzvah and measuring each mitzvah in terms of, look at this mitzvah. Do you see? This is what a wonderful mitzvah is. This mitzvah and all of its pratim, all the details of this mitzvah, are going to make you into a better believer, into a better person, into a more constructive citizen. The moral says, I don't buy that. Because ultimately, there's one thing that makes you into a Jew. And that's that you're meshubed to the one who gave the mitzvah. Finished.
Wait, wouldn't the moral believe that there is some kind of time or some kind of reason? Like we've mentioned something about Kisvei Arizal before, that God could have said anything. He could have made any kind of gezeir that he wanted, but he constructed the world in this way and he made us do this with it. It's got to be reflective of something. It's got to mean something. It's got to...
100%. And the moral knew the Zohar Kaddish. He knew all the tikkunim and he believed in it. And there's no question at all that the moral saw in every single tnuah, how you move the lulav this way or that way, that the moral saw the effect that it has upon the olamis. But what the moral is saying is that all of that works because it's plugged into one thing, the bore olam, finished. Which is ultimately what it is in a Jew that motivates him to be a Jew. This is the point that we're going to talk about, al-derech ha-chassidus. The question of what motivates a person to serve Hashem. What motivates a person? If it's seichel, that means that you're motivated by something which is human. You're seichel. In other words, seichel tells you that this is the right thing to do. And then you hear these mitzvahs, and like they'll often do in these beginner's courses of Judaism, they're going to try to prove how every single mitzvah makes so much sense. And how every single mitzvah it generates wonderful feelings and a great way of life. And all of these lecturers are hoping that none of the people there are familiar with any of these things, yeah? Any of these kashas. And then, good. So if you do this, then you see how every single thing here is so beautiful and so nice and so lovely and it all works out. And then if you do this stuff, and you study these reasons, then you'll become a much better person, a much better Jew, and so on. What the moral says is Bubba Mises. He says to all that, that's Bubba Mises. It doesn't mean that the moral didn't believe in all the Olamis and how they're affected by every single detail of the mitzvah and how every single prat and halacha. But the moral says is that if your motivation for keeping mitzvahs is seichel, is what's rational, what makes sense to you, and how you think it's going to affect you, that means that your observance of all mitzvahs is limited and finite. It's limited to what you understand or what books you happen to get your hands on. So if you read a nice book and it told you some nice reason, you say, you know what? I think that's good. I like that. I like that mitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah. Sashenazach. But if the reason that you serve the Rebbeinu Shalom is because you know and you believe that there's a chelek ha-boirei benivra, that means that the living God himself is within you, and that you are acting, and these mitzvahs that you're doing are not the result of something that makes sense to me and something that I understand as being beautiful and so on. You can have all that afterwards. That's fine. It's beautiful to strengthen our connection to the mitzvahs. But ultimately, if a Jew's avoider, and there's the only way that a person's avoider could be with mesiris nefesh mamish. That's why you see simple Jews that they're mesiris nefesh in a half a dig away. That you see that simple Jews in a half a dig away, before understanding, before learning, they didn't major in Judaism, they didn't know all the Reb Chaims. Right? A tmimus of chelek ha-barei benivra. That's why the first thing that the Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu, which was the building of Knesset Yisrael, was Lech Lecha Me'atzecha. He told him, he didn't discuss it with him. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't invite him to some sort of a seminar. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him, get out of here. What, who, where? Go. Because when a person's avoider is the result of emunah, as opposed to yediyah, or sichlius, it's the result of what? Of that emunah, that there's a chelik ha-boirei benivra, that there's a chelik eloka mimal, that there's something godly within me, and my mitzvahs are responding to that godliness in me. So then you're a person that's without limitations. You're a person that's, just as the Baruch Shalom is infinite, so there's something inside of you that's infinite. And it's not up to you whether this is right, this is wrong, you like this, you don't like it.
I don't mean to extend the share another hour, but how do we reconcile how so many of our brothers who just come with a certain hakara, their makabel mitzvahs, through the hakara of either because it's beautiful or because it makes sense?
One can.
In other words, they got in for the wrong reason?
Lucy, how did Avraham Avinu start?
This I'm still working on.
Chazal told, why? Chazal said
that somebody must be running
all philosophical, scientific, astronomy, biology, chemistry. Avraham Avinu began his search, was all for all those years, was al pisechel. And isn't it an amazing thing? The Torah doesn't tell us anything about his life on campus. Not one word about Avraham Avinu's studies and inquiries and all of that. Chazal let us in a little bit. Torah doesn't say one word. We meet Avraham Avinu, you know, not the end of Noach, that's just in the get of the Yichus. But when do we meet Avraham Avinu? You know when we meet him? When the Baruch Shalom speaks to him. That's when we meet him. Because that's the beginning of the Jewish people. The Jewish people had to begin with something. The Torah doesn't tell us anything. He was either 3 years old when he recognized the Baruch Shalom, 48 to 50, right? There are 3 days in Chazal. 48 to 50, right? When he recognized the Baruch Shalom. So for all those, I mean, he was a Muridika philosopher. And he had it worked out till he came to the conclusion, Al Piseichel. You know what? Al Piseichel, it must be. Al Piseichel, I've come to the conclusion, there's a Bira Delekis, it must be Yesh Manhig LeBira, that there's someone that's running the show. So we could have stopped there and said, this is Gevaldik. Here we have a man that established through the force of his own logic against the whole world. He came to the logical conclusion, there's a creator who runs the world, there's a Mashgiach, there's a Boyre. He came to that conclusion. So we would think that we would begin telling the story of Avraham Avinu, or talk about those years of searching and thinking and avoida. Gornish, not one breath in Chumash do we see in that. You know what we see? We see one thing. What does that mean? It means that ultimately a Jew is not someone who observes mitzvahs because he majored in mitzvahs and he has a hakara in mitzvahs. The beginning of Knesset Yisrael was there was a gilui of elokus, that the Baruch Shalom revealed his presence to a Jew. That's what emunah is. Emunah means, like the Tanya talks about in Yuches and Yates, emunah means I can't tell you why I would rather die. Here's a guy that never kept mitzvahs, never learned Torah, never went to the mikveh, and he says I'm not gonna bow down to Avodah Zarah. I'm not gonna convert. I'll die. So go al pisechel. No, pisechel doesn't work. At that moment when you have to choose death over life, all of your hakaras and all of the years in the classroom and all of your philosophizing and gunus's health, that moment when you have to leave this world, either you have within you either the Baruch Shalom speaking to you or he's not. If he is, you jump into the fire, and if he's not, you'll find the chevron why he doesn't want you to be Maisa Nefesh, which, as I told you, the Shem Amun Makadman said that at the time of the expulsion, the Inquisition, so who were the Jews that were the first to convert? The philosophers. Whereas the women, the children, and the Amcha, the Posh, the Yidden, they either were killed or they left or they were kicked out of Spain, Portugal. Which doesn't make sense. If it's based upon Hakara, so my answer, that's the answer.